Ezechiel. Chapter 3. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that you find, eat this scroll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that scroll. And he said unto me, Son of man, feed your belly, and fill your stomach with the scroll that I give you. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For you are not sent to a people of foreign speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of foreign speech and of a hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely, had I sent you to them, they would have hearkened unto you. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto you, for they will not hearken unto me, for all the house of Israel are impotent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made your face strong against their faces, and your forehead strong against their foreheads. Like adamant harder than flint have I made your forehead, fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. Moreover he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto you receive in your heart, and hear with your ears. And go, get you to them of the captivity, unto the children of your people, and speak unto them, and tell them, Thus says the Lord God, whether they will hear, or whether they refuse. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a loud rumbling, saying, Blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels beside them, and a noise of a loud rumbling. So the Spirit lifted me up, and took me away, and I went in bitterness, in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Abib, that dwelt by the river of Chebar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the house of Israel, therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, You shall surely die, and you give him not warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand. Yet if you warn the wicked, and he turns not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness, and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because you have not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man, that the righteous sins not, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned, also you have delivered your soul. And the hand of the Lord was there upon me, and he said unto me, Arise, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with you. Then I arose, and went forth into the plain, and, behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, as the glory which I saw by the river of Chebar, and I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered into me, and set me upon my feet, and spoke with me, and said unto me, Go, shut yourself within your house. But you, O son of man, behold, they shall put cords upon you, and shall bind you with them, and you shall not go out among them. And I will make your tongue cleave to the roof of your mouth, that you shall be dumb, and shall not be to them one who reproves, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say unto them, Thus says the Lord God, He that hears, let him hear, and he that refuses, let him refuse, for they are a rebellious house.